Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Last night, Monday Night Football, the ESPN telecast pans to the coach's booth. You've seen this shot 1 million times. It's a bunch of dudes side by side, calling plays on headset mics. Normally, they're wearing team-issued apparel. You know, if it's chilly out, maybe a hoodie, polo shirt. They're comfortable. They're in air conditioning. There was one very handsome gentleman in the Raiders coaching booth who wasn't saying a whole lot in a suit and tie, and that person was Tom Brady, the minority owner of the Raiders, who it turns out has these conversations multiple times a week with the offensive coordinator of the Raiders, Chip Kelly. This should not surprise you, by the way. He is heavily involved running that team. He ran their search for their general manager, his buddy, John Spytek, who was with the Bucs at one point in time. He helped run their search for their head coaching gig, supposedly. One of his, you know, longtime, I would say, maybe not friends, but guys he had a relationship with in football, Pete Carroll, right, comes in as their head coach. So this was on the telecast last night. This is NFL and ESPN media talking about Tom Brady during the broadcast.
Brady really had an involvement with this team. We hear so much about Brady as the owner. Chip Kelly told us that he talks to Brady 2 to 3 times a week. They go through film, they go through the game plan, and Brady is a luxury for the coaches.
So that was the sideline reporter during the Monday Night Football broadcast last night on ESPN with that nugget. Tom Brady talking to Chip Kelly multiple times a week about strategy. Now, again, not crazy. Here's what is crazy, though. This is the Tom Brady who calls games on Fox. This is the Tom Brady who called the Commanders-Giants game this past week. Now, the NFL has built in a couple of walls, firewalls that keep him from all of the access that everybody else has in person. So, like, he does not go to practices in Ashburn, like Kevin Burkhardt or other members of his broadcast crew, Aaron Andrews, Tom Rinaldi do. He does not get to sit in meetings in Ashburn in a boardroom with Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels and everybody. But he does get to participate in all of those meetings on Zoom. That's the difference. So he still gets to meet with Dan Quinn on Zoom. They just go, hey, Tom, you got anything? And he goes, yeah, Dan, you know, what's your third down package looking like this year? Whatever kind of questions he wants, and then coaches and players can either answer or they don't. But he has all of this behind-the-scenes access that you get as a commentator providing analysis as part of a billion-dollar TV deal between the primary networks and the league. And he is a minority owner for the Raiders. And if you're Mitch Rales or Mark Eyne, and you're not involved in hiring the GM or the coach anymore than, you know, just standing beside Josh Harris and giving a little counsel in his ear, like a normal minority owner, even still, that's an outrage to me. It's a crazy conflict of interest. But Danny, his fingerprints are on everything. He's got the headset on during the game. He's at a Raiders-Chargers game last night. He called the Bears game this past week against the Lions. The Raiders have the Bears coming up next week. Someone explain to me how this is not a gigantic conflict of interest, why the league is okay with this, and why this is allowed. I think it's asinine. And to then display it for everybody last night, to rub our faces in it, it's one thing if you just do this because we're all a bunch of idiots. We're all just a bunch of mice running on our little ball, and we're all just looking for a nut. You know, we're just squirrels out here going, oh, what's over there? What's over there? You just count on everyone being stupid and the loudest people being the dumbest people on social media going, stop whining about it. You just don't like Tom Brady. No. Smart people understand this is a conflict of interest. This is ridiculous. but then you rub everyone's faces in it. You do this completely unaware. This completely. I just woke up and wasn't alive for the last year to hear what anybody thinks about Tom Brady as a commentator and as a coach. Report where you're showing him in the booth with a headset mic on, talking about how involved he is in their offensive planning and Chip Kelly's mindset and game planning and play calling and whatever else. Tomorrow I've got a call with the Chicago Bears. I'm going to talk to Ben Johnson about his fourth down and red zone planning. This is
their
so
week
stupid.
Four opponent. Yeah, it's so here's my we've talked about this before. Once a couple trial balloons happened and they realized like nothing's going to happen to us. There's no ill effect. People don't care. They just want to hear good things about their team. Whatever, and that's in all walks of life at all times. It's everybody wants. They just want to be reinforced. So nobody hears anything hard. Nobody hears anything challenging. You just hear what you want to hear at all times. And always remember that I agree with everything you think, and I think the good thing is good and the bad thing is bad. We're on your team. But we do that now, and that translates directly to this, where it's an obvious conflict of interest. It would never happen 10, 15, 20 years ago. It would have been stopped immediately. Someone would have gone, that's conflict of interest. You can't do that. Here's why. Oh, you're absolutely right. But now it's, what's anyone going to do about it? You know, like, ah, come on. Players don't, the fans don't really care. A couple guys might get mad, just like the people threaten to leave over kneeling. People threaten to leave because of concussions. People threaten to leave over this and this and this. No one leaves. Everyone watches. They can do what they want, and they know it. That's it
this,
to me.
To me, feels like a golden goose thing. I think there are two guys in my mind that kind of have carte blanche to do whatever they want, and the league will say, here's your red carpet. Just tell us where to put it. Brady and Manning are probably the two guys, yeah. If I had to guess, that could get away with something like this. But I don't know that anybody else would really be able to. I don't think Greg Olsen or some other broadcaster would be in this situation. First of all, I don't think most guys would try to. They would pick one or the other, understanding, A, I can't do both jobs as well as I want. I need to be able to. But B, I'm not sure that I want to put myself or the team or my broadcast crew in that spot. But the number of people who are okay with this, confounding to me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
If you look at this and you don't see that a guy who has immense access, what people will do is, because I got a million of these responses on social media last night, you don't even understand that he doesn't have the same access as most analysts. You know, you should do more homework on this. He's not allowed to go to the team facility. You're Bruce Allen? You want to tell me if there are phones in Hawaii or not? You can't make a phone call? Do you understand that he's at the stadium at 9 in the morning and he's down on the field working from the moment I get to the press box at 10 o'clock to the moment they kick off at 1 and he goes up and has a little private elevator to get him upstairs right before kickoff at 12:07 or whatever. He's down on the field for 2 hours. He's having whatever conversations with anybody he wants to. Oh, there's Terry McLaurin. Oh, there's Cliff Kingsbury. And they're all coming up. You think they're just seeing Tom Brady and walking the other direction? Dapping him up. What's up, goat? How you doing, man? You think they're going to have the same discussion with Tom Brady they're going to have with me or Danny or Peter Schrager or Lisa Salters? They're not going to. Newsflash, they're not going to. They shouldn't, by the way. He's arguably the greatest player who ever lived. He's one of the great quarterbacks of all time. They should absolutely have some respect and some reverence and light up and be excited that one of the great players in the history of their sport is doing this game and broadcasting. That's how it works. That's why these guys get hired, because he's down there and he can drop that anecdote later on during the game. That's quite literally the gig. But what shouldn't happen is then, as the minority owner of the Raiders, he potentially gets any kind of information that could later be used. This is my other favorite thing I keep hearing. Oh, come on. You really think he's going to learn something and then use it to the Raiders' benefit? You mean the most competitive person in the history of the NFL? You mean the Michael Jordan of football?
You know how stupid he would be if he didn't?
What a moron he would be to have learned a bunch of stuff about the Commanders when he called the Commanders game against the Giants last week. And then when they're playing the Raiders this week, as the owner of the team with jobs on the line and buddies of his who are GMs and head coaches and players who are on the verge of going 1-2 with his name attached to this thing as an owner and everyone knowing how heavily involved he is, he's not going to use every bit of information that he gets. Now, I can't give you specific examples. I'm not sitting here telling you that he is doing this on purpose. Of course he's not. He's not becoming a broadcaster and an owner at the same time to benefit his cause. I think he wants to be the best broadcaster ever, and he wants to be the best owner ever, and it just so happens he's right now allowed to do both. And frankly, while what he's doing is incorrect, I don't even blame him. He should try to do this, and a grown-up at the league office should say, Tom, you can't be the owner of the Raiders and Chip Kelly's assistant to the offensive coordinator and also call the game of the team who you guys are playing next week, bud. But he doesn't go to the facility. He has Zoom meetings with all of these people. Who cares if he's at the facility? It is crazy. And I cannot believe they showed him in the booth last night. Celebrated is not the right word, but
if it's normal.
They shined a light on it.
Yeah.
I don't know if someone did it on purpose, because remember, he's Fox, not ESPN, so maybe in their mind it was kind of a little elbow to them or something. But to basically turn a bright light, a spotlight onto Tom Brady in the booth last night, here's the guy who's going to be calling the game that the Raiders are, you know, I guess he won't call Raiders Bears, but you know, his team's going to be playing against the team whose game he called yesterday. And he's helping out Chip Kelly on the headset.
Well, I think he has the Bears game this weekend, I think, and then the Bears play the Raiders in week 4. Like he just did. He just, you know what I mean?
Back
like
to back weeks.
That's kind of the normal thing, and I can't believe that everybody's cool with it. But let me rephrase.
He
I can't.
Was at Northwest Stadium in week 1.
Yeah.
His team plays Washington in week 3. Is there anything else to know here? Well, he didn't get to go to the facility, Grant. Cool. What's your next point? Because that one's not any good. Let's get to the next one that might be.
Right. So it's the real argument is, not that if it's a conflict of interest, because it is. It's if you care or not. And all I want, like, again, it's this. The horse has left the barn on this one. The toothpaste is out of the tube. Whatever analogy you want to use. Pandora's box is open, and we go, oh, we're fine with it. Nobody's bothered. The rest of us, small, a little minority group here, that are just sort of generally calling balls and strikes on things. What, this is good or this is bad. And you could disagree with an individual call or moment or whatever. This is such an obvious one. But the point is, everyone kind of shrugs their shoulders at it. And then sort of justifies it or rationalizes it. Rationalizes it? That's not it. What am I trying to say? Rationalize.
Justifies.
Justifies or rationalizes. That sounds weird. Rationalizes.
Rationalize is a word.
Yeah. Anyway, point is, everybody just sort of looks the other way. It doesn't really care. They're not bothered by it. Just, I think because they can't see what goes into the prep to be the broadcaster. In other words, it's in their mind or in their sort of version of the events, this behind-the-scenes access that is essential to make this the best television product we've ever had, that stuff doesn't show up. They just hear somebody smooth-talking, saying, like, right here, they love to go to Zach Ertz on third down, on third and fives. They set this look up right here. Now, some of that's watching film. Some of that is knowing a tendency here or there. Some of that is the discussions that you get, that you have. Those things happen. The research happens, whether it's in person at the facility, whether it's via Zoom, whatever. The point is, this is a conflict of interest. There is no argument against that. It is. Period. Full stop. Any argument against it is wrong. Try again. It's about whether you care or not. And what the NFL has discovered is that nobody cares.
He's getting immense data. You know, these packets of information that his network's paying a lot of money for. You're getting tons of behind-the-scenes access, conversations, touch points with players and executive. many of them electronic because the league doesn't allow them to go to practice, which is the one thing that they've gotten right in all of this. But if he's not at practice, he's on the field before the game. I mean, he's in person meeting with everybody before the game. I see him down there walking with Kevin Burkhardt, having conversations. Nobody's stopping him from discussing things. I would imagine that if you're Dan Quinn, you're Adam Peters, like these people that run organizations all over the league are very smart, and they must just buckle down and give him nothing. That's what I have to imagine. Even though it's Tom Brady, and if he was only a broadcaster and not a minority owner, you'd open up the whole office to him. You'd have him watch tape with you. You'd ask for his opinion on your offense. Obviously,
you'd pick his brain.
100%. Which is actually one of the reasons why I think being a minority owner for him right now, you know, maybe you could have just gone in that direction all the way in. But I think he could be the greatest broadcaster ever because he's going to get so many benefits of the doubt, so much intel, so much participation and cooperation from teams nobody's ever gotten before. But I think you just have to shut it completely down. You know, Tom's on the call and they're going, what do we know about Jaden Daniels' health? Not really sure. I think you go full press conference mode with these. Normally, you're given what, you know, first 15 script, we're coming out, we're going deep to Terrell Pryor. Look for this. We worked on this end around all week long. It's a gadget play we really like. What situation might you use it in? If we get him, you know, plus side of the field on a first and 10, up enough that we feel good, you know, look out for that play. Anything we need to know about, you know, your return game, is there something to look out for? Because you don't want to be caught off guard as a broadcast crew. And in varying degrees, teams are going to help you. I mean, I've been, not at the NFL level, obviously, but I've been involved in some of these meetings at different capacities calling games over the years. And it's just an opportunity to get everybody, essentially, all the info they need to present the product as best as possible in a way that well represents your organization. And so for him to partially still be involved in those, albeit not in person, and to own a team, I'm sorry. Like, there's no two circles of the Venn diagram. It's just one circle. They're just sitting on top of each other.
So if you're the kind of minority owner that literally sits there and collects the checks, you know, because you put your cash in and you weren't involved, and there are restrictions on that side.
One of the 17 guys for the Commanders whose names we don't know.
Yeah. One of these guys that when Mark Ein and Rails and Harrison Company need a capital call to come up with $3 billion to build the stadium, and they call one of their investment partners with Apollo Capital or Global, whatever the damn thing's called, and you go, hey, we need this number of million. This is the percentage you'll own, and here's your payback timeline according to our business prospectus. Okay. I could live with that, honestly. But when it's, A, it's Tom Brady, the most intimately, you think that guy's not going to be involved in everything? How hot the food is in the cafeteria? What temperature the hot tea is? What temperature the building is kept at? That dude Alex Guerrero is running roughshod over the Raiders organization right now, making sure that nobody eats any lycopenes or inflammatory peanuts. Like, that's the crap that is happening. He's got his tentacles in every single thing because he's Tom Brady. If he was, again, just a minority owner that had a check-writing capacity, I could live with this a lot better, but it's not. And they've already shown us he's intimately involved. And it's almost like they're bragging about it. Again, because they know no one's going to do peep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.